Welcome to the Pac-12 Football Coaches Conference call. To ask a question, you may press star one on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Coaches Media Teleconference call. We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Colorado coach Mike McIntyre. The Buffs are home hosting USC. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Jeff Ferrato, Oakland Tribune.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Congratulations.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Thank you.
I'm doing fine. Hey, I wonder if you can take me back to your first year at San Jose State. Do you see any parallels or comparisons between what you guys went through that year, going 1-12, and sort of what Cal is experiencing right now? And I'm wondering, I can't remember, did you have a lot of injuries that season as well? Or?
Our first year at San Jose State, number one, we started out with 75 scholarships because we were on APR probation. And then we had our last football game of the year, I think we had 42 available players at the most, maybe 40 scholarship players. So it was a tough year. But we just kept battling and kept fighting, and it helped us for the future.
How do you build off a season like that and sort of keep your players thinking positively? You guys didn't really have a big victory you could hang your hat on. You had a lot of close losses late in the season, but you ended with a long losing streak. How did you keep their eye on the prize there?
Well, I think that's what you always do. You just keep building trust in young men, keep helping them work, keep being positive with them, being firm, and they just start to believe, and their work ethic on the practice field and the work ethic off the field all end up culminating in them improving. And then all of a sudden when you get one win, that they kind of validates it, and then you'll get another one, and then you'll get another one. And that's just the way I've always noticed it to work.
So it's not totally necessary to have that one big victory that you can always call back on and say, this is what we need to do. You can sort of do it step by step as well.
I think so. But I think, as you prepare and they get more and more confidence, they're able to finish games. And then you'll get the big victory. And then they realize that. And then the next time they get another one, I think it's all in a process, and it's all in a building process, and you just have to keep pushing and keep staying positive and keep working at it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star one. Again, to ask a question, press star one.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, easy enough for you, Mike. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
Okay. We'll see you.